the brazier, and together we washed his hands and face, then his muddy feet. He whispered tender words to me as we covered him with a silk sheet and propped up his head. It will be hours before he shakes off the fumes of wine. "Do not worry," I told him. "I will help you with the Romans, and they will help us with Tryphaena. Do not worry any more. Sleep now." 2 days later. Now once again we are at sea, heading north to the great island of Sicily. True, just days ago my thoughts were far from this course. I was content to live out my life on a beautiful, quiet island, but reason has returned to me. I must be brave and think of my country. The peasants along the Nile need a ruler who cares about them. If Father himself cannot care, then I will stand beside him and show him how. Most important, though, my father's throne is at stake, as is the future of Egypt. If he is not careful, if he is not wise, our country could fall under Roman power. Caesar would plunder our riches and parade my family in his arena. Terrible things happen to royalty who are no longer royal.